everyone. My name is Marissa, and I'd like to welcome you to my very first podcast. I live in Bronxville, New York, which is about 45 minutes, I'd say, outside of New York City. I live in a house with my parents and our five birds. We have three cockatiels, Cloudy, Snowy, and Stormy. And we have a Fisher's Finch, which is a lovebird, Spritey. And we have a cockatoo, which is a huge parrot named Pepper. For those of you that don't know, and I don't know how many of you actually own birds, but cockatiels are a little bit bigger than parakeets. I'd say they're about 10 inches from head to tail, beak to tail. And a lovebird is really small, can fit in the palm of your hand. And then our huge parrot, Pepper, well, oh my gosh, he's about 2 pounds and not frighteningly large, but large enough for some people to be quite scared, but he wouldn't hurt anybody. Well, anyway, the reason that I decided to do my first podcast, which I am going to do one about my music and being a musician and what impact that's had on my life. Before I forget, I'll tell you, my email is Marissa, M as in Mary, A-R-I-S-S-A, at MarissaMusic, M-U-S-I-C, .com. And MarissaMusic.com is also my website. If you want to leave a comment in my guest book or contact me about this podcast, you loved it, you didn't like it. Anyway, very first podcast is about a really great invention. I discovered this on maxiaids.com, and it's the Ryzen Atomic Talking Alarm Clock. And for me, what makes this so great and so unique is that not only does it have the time, but it also has the date, the day of the week, and the year, although it doesn't say the year when you hit the button to say the time. It just says the date, like Thursday, June 4th, or whatever. It's rectangular. The battery compartment is on the bottom of the unit, where you actually set it down on a table. The top has one long button going across the entire length of the unit, which is the button that controls the time and the date and the alarm. There's a button on the side that controls the alarm setting and the hourly announcements. And there are two buttons in the front. One is for the volume, and one is to set the date, time, and year. And then the other feature that I really love about this one is that it has one button in the back that I guess you'd call a rocker button, because if you push one end of it, it goes forward in time, and if you push another end of it, it goes backward. The opposite end of it, it goes backward in time. So, I really love the fact that that button, this little rocker button, only controls the alarm time. I've had clocks where I've meant to set the alarm, and I've actually changed... I've actually changed the time. So, I'll take you through the buttons. There's a button that's to the left in the front left button, and this controls the date and the time. And I'm going to put the microphone down and hope that you can hear it so that I can manipulate it to set the time. Okay, sorry if there's noise there. Okay.
Setting year. Year 2005. Year 2006.
Now if you press this button again, I had to press it and hold it in. If you press it again, it says, I think it says setting date.
Setting complete.
Oops.
Setting year. Setting date.
Okay. Okay, now I'm moving
Thursday,
this,
June 22nd.
I'm moving this rocker button that I told you about that controls the alarm. We're gonna push it up to Friday. Actually, not up, but we're gonna press it up.
Friday, June 23rd.
Now we're gonna press this button again, and it'll say set time.
Setting time zone.
Oh, okay. Here, it has daylight savings, Eastern Pacific, I think. Here, wait.
Central Daylight Saving Time. Mountain Daylight Saving Time. Pacific Daylight Saving Time. Eastern Daylight Saving Time.
Okay, now we're Eastern. So I'm going to press it again.
Setting time.
And...
9:45 PM. 44 minutes past 9 PM.
Okay, now I'm going to press it again.
Setting complete.
One of the other features that I really like about this unit is it tells you when you set the alarm, if you push this little switch on the side, up to the top of the, towards the top of the unit, it'll tell you that the alarm is set and what time it'll be set for. Or like this.
Alarm will be on at 12 noon.
If you press this button into the middle of the unit, it won't say anything. And if you push it to the left of the unit, it'll say announcement on. And it has an hourly announcement of the time.
Announcement on.
It goes from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., the hourly announcement. I've actually used it. It's quite cool. The alarm feature has, I think, three things. The beep, the cuckoo, and the rooster. Although, I really like the beep sound. It has a really nice sound, and I forget how to do that on this clock. But it definitely has it, and I really like it. If you press this time button once, it'll tell you this long button on the top of the unit, which is the time button, it'll tell you the time.
The time is now 9:45 PM.
If you press it twice, it'll tell you what day it is.
Today's Friday, June 23rd.
And basically that's it. I love this talking atomic alarm clock because of its portability. It has two AA batteries. I think they came with the unit from what I remember. I'm not totally sure on that one though. But it doesn't seem to run out of power. I've had it for a few months now, since February, and I haven't had to change them yet. And basically I just wanted to share it all with you, and in case any of you are interested, MaxiAids.com has this product, and I think I believe Independent Living Aids also sells it, but I'm not totally sure on that one. I know MaxiAids does, though. So, thank you for listening. I hope you have a wonderful day, or evening, or afternoon, whenever you're listening to this. And I'll be back with more podcasts, hopefully. Have a wonderful night, everybody. Bye!